As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, that old sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, April the 12th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday, as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. And if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are certainly not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular, of all things, and it remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access, or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without any internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96. That's Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media Channel 16, and Talk Stream Live. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals building strength at newly acquired highs, poised for new gains. We'll talk about that in a moment. The IMF Bretton Woods 2, that has happened. It's now history. Green energy profits on nuclear scare, budgets chatter. Yeah, we'll talk about some of all that, too, in the news basket. Back to basics, building foundations for precinct-driven political activation. We'll go there, perhaps, if we have time. Always thinking about packing Uncle Sam's trunk, folks. Let's send Uncle Sam packing, visualizing greater freedom and less tyranny ahead. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Out of New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, active trading finds gold trading up $2.50 at $1,465.70 a troy ounce. Silver up 55 cents in early trading at $40.77 an ounce. Platinum up $2 in the spot market at $1,781. And palladium up $4 at $780 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,453.70 for a low, $1,468.40 for a high, about a $15 spread in there, but at $1,465.70, your gold is up year to year, $308.90 an ounce. I'll say that again, at $1,465.70, your gold is up year to year, $308.90 for a 26.76% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, lbma.org, find it on the web, set the gold price at $1,461.25. We've been trading above that and below that this morning. The SPDR gold shares, that's the spider on the corner of the web, your State Street Global Advisors, all those guys, yeah, Rothschild money in there, World Gold Council. Well, the SPDR gold shares claims to be unchanged overnight, holding 1,217.21 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest. We'll be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
It's the July with Mitch Dentovice.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, April the 12th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, welcoming all our AM and FM affiliates onto the network now as we come back from their top of the hour news and weather breaks. Go back into our market report, close this out, and put it behind us for this morning. Again, after trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold trading up $2.50 at $1,465.70 an ounce. Silver up 55 cents at $40.70 an ounce. Platinum up $2 at $1,781. And palladium up $4 at $780. The SPDR gold shares again overnight trading, holding 1,217.21 metric tons, valued at these bullion prices at $57.4 billion. You'll find that on the web, GLD, SPDRGoldShares.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 1.06 at 12,381. The NASDAQ off 9 at 2772. The S&P 500 down 4. Closing at 1,324. All across the marketplace overnight, all nothing but red ink out of Asia and Europe and elsewhere. So that's where that's going. The Dow Jones was the only glimmer of green that I found at 6 o'clock this morning when I logged on. Crude oil this morning off 48 cents, thank goodness. Heading back towards that buck and five part. We're looking at $109.44 still a barrel for this light, sweet crude oil delivered, as they say, in Cushing, Oklahoma. You know, this is West Texas Intermediate. I don't know why we're paying $109.44 a barrel if not to just enrich our OPEC trading partners. What a traitorous deal that is. The U.S. dollar index this morning, down 22 basis points at 74.82. That impacts the foreign exchange rates for this morning. We find the Canadian loonie off 5 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 1.04. The Mexican peso up 7 basis points, still holding on to that 9-cent mark. Well, that's good news, I guess, for the Mexican peso. Bad news for the dollar. Your multiplier there is 11.7534. Pesos for dollars. Pick them up and fill up your pockets with pesos, as we say now, at 9 cents a pop. The euro up 53 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.45. The British pound losing 34 basis points at $1.63. And that Swiss franc continuing to move upward against the U.S. dollar, up 119 basis points. And this morning, if you want Swiss francs, they're going to cost you $1.12 apiece. Bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year bonded indebtedness, either the U.S. Treasuries, is 0.77%. The 10-year yield is at 3.51%, and the 30 at 4.59. The mortgage rates this morning, the 15-year fixed rate mortgages, now starting a new trend upward, moving up from 4.05% a month ago to 4.11% this morning, catching up with yesterday's move on the 30-year. The 30-year this morning moves up from 4.81% a month ago to 4.90%. Your prime rate stands at 3.25% and holding. And the gold-to-silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 35.95 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. In the Econodave calendar this morning, looking at a pretty active week coming up. We've got a few reports to come out with. Tomorrow we'll have the Mortgage Bankers Association purchase applications, retail sales, business inventories, and the petroleum status report on Thursday. Again, we'll be looking at the PPI, the Producer Price Index, jobless claims, a bunch of announcements and people talking. And then on Friday, the Consumer Price Index will be out. The Empire State Manufacturing Surveyor will be out. Industrial production and consumer sentiment. So we still have a lot to go this week in the economic calendar. This off of the Econoday website, ICSC Goldman store sales. The ICSC Goldman sees strength in retail sales for April, a month benefiting from a late Ishtar at the expense of March. All right, so they're looking forward to this late Easter at the expense of March is getting a big bonus here. The report also noticed that sales in general benefit from the warmer weather of a late Easter. Of all things. And if it wasn't a rainstorm that was causing trouble, it was a snowstorm all winter, cold weather, wind blowing. Any kind of an excuse, when you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do. So I guess here, a nice, warm, fertile Ishtar will be good for sales. Well, that's the way that is. It's one of the reasons why we don't observe the merchant man's holy days here. International trade, balance of trade. The nation's trade gap narrowed moderately in February. Now, this is April. Let me say it again. The nation's trade gap narrowed moderately in February. So this is all stale stuff here, okay? But they drag it out slowly so that you don't see how grim the picture really is. To $45.8 billion from January's $47 billion. Despite the decline, February's gap is still on the high end of the trend. The petroleum goods gap narrowed to $25.8 billion from $26.9 billion in January. But as we're going to see, that information is about good for not even a cup of coffee because we've had such a colossal increase in oil. Food and oil imports, inflated by high prices, again, we're talking about February, rose, as did imports of consumer goods. Food and consumer goods imports are both at records. It's costing us more and more and more. Imports of capital goods dipped, as did auto imports. Auto imports may become a big issue as the Japanese suppliers issue unfolds. Imports in total fell by $3.6 billion in the month. Again, these are February numbers, and they didn't have the earthquake until March the 11th, right? Continuing, exports were also lower, down $2.4 billion. The export side shows declines for autos, industrial supplies, and despite a jump in civilian aircraft, a decline for capital goods and exports, the decline in capital goods activity in this report points to slowing for business investment. All right, now they got that $100,000, you know, capital investment tax credit out there. Doesn't seem to be drawing very many comers. Today's data are for February, the report continues here, which is even more ancient history than March. Oil at $110 is 30% more expensive than it was in February. That's nothing to sniff at, folks. Okay? I'll say it again for you. Oil at $110 is 30% more expensive than it was in February, a factor that will deepen the trade deficit. One factor that could narrow the trade gap is an unwanted one, and that is supply disruption tied to Japan. So on the one hand, we've got this false scarcity coming out of the Near East as regards to petroleum products, and on the other side is we have a very serious supply disruption tied to Japan, and that's going to continue to drive the markets for some time, I'm sure. Here's a little bit more. Import and export prices, again off EconoDay, import prices jumped 2.7% in March, but were skewed heavily by a 10.5% surge in the prices of petroleum imports. So all of these numbers are being influenced by this phony, baloney increase in crude. Well, we'll pick that up right there after this.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So just when you thought it was safe to come out to play, we're going to find that these import and export prices are going to continue to be influenced by the ever-increasing cost of gasoline, diesel products, all of that. We're looking at a real serious situation if we start to see these prices go any higher, especially when it comes down to farming, folks. I mean, you don't make hay, you don't raise beef, you don't grow vegetables. You don't even do orchards, but what you fill up the tanks and the saddlebags with diesel fuel, and it's frightfully expensive even when you're using farm gas, which you take the road tax out of it. Nevertheless, okay, it's going to continue to rise. Export prices are also on the rise, up 1.5%, and at the high end of a trend. The year-on-year rate is also nearing the double digits at plus 9%. Here, food inflation is at work, with agricultural prices up 2.3% in the month. Now, don't think that the farmers are putting it in their pocket and taking you to the cleaners when you go to the grocery and see these continuing higher and higher prices. That's just a part of the matrix. They're getting it in the shorts. So are the people that have to truck it from place to place. So are the manufacturers. They're paying more for utilities than the whole nine yards. So all they got to do is shut off the taps and put up the prices on the gasoline and diesel, and they can put a massive squeeze on this country. That's what we're seeing this morning. This, the Red Book, just like Goldman store sales, Red Book data shows a major weekly effect from this year's Easter shift, which drew sales out of March for April's benefit. All right? You never thought that that little rabbit and the Easter bunny had so very much to do, I guess, with the economy. But this is the way it goes with all of these merchant man's holy days. Same store sales jumped to a year-on-year plus 4.7% for the highest rate since the comparison distortions of last Easter. Redbook, like the ICSC Goldman, sees strength ahead for this month, targeting a 0.9% rise in what is a strong signal for the ex-auto, ex-gas category of the monthly retail sales report. All right. But remember, what we're dealing with is not prosperity. What we're looking at is an inflation that is now starting to kick in. You just cannot loan trillions and trillions into existence and not have it come round and bite you on the derriere. The IEA says the oil price hurting economy. I hope they didn't pay much for this report. And maintains demand outlook. This by Grant Smith, writing for Bloomberg New News. The International Energy Agency maintained its outlook for global oil demand in 2011, while warning that prices above $100 a barrel are starting to hurt the global economy. Starting? I would say so. Worldwide oil consumption will increase by 1.4 million barrels a day, or 1.6% this year, to an average of 89.4 million barrels a day, they say. Where they got their crystal balls for this one, the Paris-based advisor said in its monthly oil market report. Still, comma, preliminary data, quote, already shows signs of oil demand slowdown. Yeah! You think I'm going to go out driving when I got to pay $4 a gallon for diesel? You've got to be kidding. I'm looking for a mule. Anyway, global supplies are starting to look thin. What poppycock. As the Libyan conflict strains spare production capacity, and that's all it is, spare. Less than 2% of global production comes out of there. When you're looking for an excuse, folks, any excuse will do. They're raping us, they're robbing us, and they're pillaging us. There are, quote, real risks that a sustained $100-plus price environment will prove incompatible with the currently expected pace of economic recovery, the doorman at the Plaza Hotel said. Well, no, this agency said. Anybody could figure that one out. A little kid could figure that one out. The surest remedy for high prices may ultimately prove to be high prices themselves, whatever that's supposed to mean. The surest remedy for the high prices may ultimately prove to be high prices themselves. Oh, my. This thing hasn't followed supply and demand for a long time. We're overwhelmed with oil. Every bucket, every tin can, every pan and barrel that they've got in the Cushing hub is overflowing with oil. They've shut down the refineries. We got more oil than we can deal with, and yet the prices are up through the roof. Crude futures climbed, and it's all this. It's speculation. Crude futures climbed above $110 a barrel in New York for the first time in 30 months on April the 7th as forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi launched strikes on the country's oil fields. You're paying for those strikes, and then that drives up our oil, and then, well, British Petroleum takes it away all the profit. Oil traded around $109 a day. Yesterday, the International Monetary Fund lowered its 2011 forecast for U.S. growth, citing the strain from fuel costs, and Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. said there are, quote, nascent signs of oil demand destruction. Oil demand destruction. Got nascent signs. That's right. Everybody's got their cars parked in the driveway. Everybody that down in Florida that's depending upon tourist travel, Hollyweird, Disney World, and all that, forget about it. Not going to happen with prices like this. Nascent signs, however, of oil demand destruction. That goes right back to the Koch brothers and their idea that they picked up from Schumpeter, creative destruction. Creative destruction. Denting demand growth. And of course, that's what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to do. Creatively destructing. Trying to get you to be clamoring. Hey, we need to have more oil produced in America. Everybody will forget all about the trouble and the woes of that Bakken oil shale fracking and things like that. We'll forget all about that. And we'll do anything to get oil right here in this our own country. And we should. And we should have been doing it 25, 30 years ago, but they didn't. All right? But this is where it's going. Everybody remember Lindsey Williams' predictions? The guy behind the curtain said, yeah, well, once they jack the prices of oil up high enough, the demand will increase, and we'll see oil flowing out of our own sources in the United States. U.S. lawmakers reach agreement on a $38 billion in budget cuts. Here we're going to pick up the Environmental Protection Agency, all right? They're standing between where we are today and where we need to be as far as oil production is concerned, and so they're going to take a little stick and prod the EPA. This article by Brian Fahler, Bloomberg New News, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, high-speed rail, and law enforcement among the programs that would get reduced funding as part of a budget deal to avert a government shutdown. What a bunch of nonsense. What a smokescreen that was, hiding the Bretton Woods, too. But anyway, that's what it is. Did you hear them take a vote? No, they didn't take a vote, and they haven't reported a vote either. So apparently they didn't need to have a vote. They just had to come back to the table in the morning, which is what they did. Hope they had a good night. Anyway, as part of a budget deal, the proposed savings were needed to produce the $38 billion insult that Barry the usurper and the congressional leaders agreed to make into the face of the people in the federal budget for the rest of the 2011 fiscal year to avert what? A government shutdown. What up? Anyway, the details come as the usurper is scheduled to give a speech, including more specifics. Give us a break. The $1.049 trillion legislation is set for a House vote on April the 13th, with a Senate vote to follow, as lawmakers push to bring the first budget fight between the House of Republicans and the White House to a close. So they're not going to even vote on it until April the 13th. The bill, which would fund agencies through September the 30th, the end of the fiscal year, would replace a stopgap measure keeping the government in business through April the 14th. House Appropriations Committee Hal Rogers, probably no relation to Lee, a Kentucky Republican, called the bill, quote, the result of this new Republican majority's commitment to bring about real change in the way Washington spends the people's money. What a crock of nonsense. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
I'm back again to this article off the Bloomberg website as regards to this budget-cutting stuff. You know, Representative... what is this guy named? Dick Norm Dix of Washington, the ranking Democrat on the panel said, quote, what we achieved was an imperfect result to be sure, but it represented a compromise that the president believes is in the best interest of the nation. What a bunch of garbage. Environmental Protection budget Agency's budget would be cut about $1.6 billion. About half of what Republicans initially proposed. I guess they're getting mad at the Mineral Management Agency and everybody else for the trouble, you know, that the Environmental Protection Agency. I don't understand this one myself, but if they cut that budget, that'll be interesting. About half of what the Republicans had initially proposed, still a 16% cut. The National Institute of Health would be cut by $260 million rather than the proposed $1.6 billion. National Institute of Health, euphemistically abortions for hire. The Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission would get a slight increase in funding, only up $74 billion. How'd you like to come into the office and see your budget go up by $74 billion? What are there, three people over there, isn't it? In the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, they've got four people over there, but they're going to pick up $74 million. Anyway, that's because they got all this Dodd-Frank financial regulatory overhaul stuff to deal with. No alternative engines, blah, blah, blah. Here's another one. This is the legislation does include a Republican rider barring Washington, D.C. from spending local tax money to provide abortions to poor women. The city's mayor, Vincent Gray, and other city officials were arrested yesterday protesting outside a Senate office building. Here's a quote. Why should women in the District of Columbia be subjected to a set of rules that no other woman is subjected to? This is an absolute travesty. Did you hear that Negro woman, that the congresswoman? She had an interview on TV. I looked that up. I can't remember her name. I'd heard the report, and I went and I Googled, Scroogled, dogpiled, and webfared it and found it and listened to it. But it was amazing. She was outraged. She was outraged, you know? It was about women's health, right? She was outraged. And all of that discussion, you know, she talked to them about like indiscriminate bombing of civilians because they didn't fund abortion. Isn't that getting the kind of the horse and the cart mixed up there, folks? The more you fund the abortion, the more you indiscriminately bomb the unborn, you know. But she seemed to think that it was A-OKO. It just doesn't make sense. How does that become a women's health issue? I'm still confused. Guess I'm just a troglodyte. Been too on the long on the sun. Arizona law requiring immigration checks by police is blocked by an appeal panel. You knew this was going to happen. Pam McLean and Joel Rosenblatt writing this one yesterday for Bloomberg. Arizona can't enforce its law requiring police officers to determine the immigration status of people stopped for questioning. A federal appeals court ruled. So all of that wonderful ink that got spilled and all those great hours of talk radio up in smoke. By imposing mandatory obligations on state and local officers, Arizona interferes with the federal government's authority to implement its priorities and strategies in law enforcement, turning Arizona officers into state-directed Department of Homeland Security agents, close quote, the appellate panel said. Wow. Today's ruling may be appealed by Arizona or go back to U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton for a trial on whether to permanently block the law is unconstitutional. Arizona, with the backing of 11 states and court papers that argued Bolton's July 28th preliminary order blocking the law, should be invalidated. Tracy Schmaler, a Justice Department spokeswoman, said in an email that the federal government is pleased with the ruling. While the panel didn't reach broader constitutional questions raised by the challenge to the law, Judge John T. Noonan Jr. wrote in a separate opinion that foreign policy is not and cannot be determined by the several states. I wonder how that applies to ICLE. How does that apply to the implementation of that foreign policy, Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action for Sustainable Development? Foreign policy is not and cannot be determined by the several states. Does that say that the several states cannot implement Agenda 21? Or does it not? That 50 individual states or one individual state should have a foreign policy is absurdity that too gross to be entertained. Let me say that again. That 50 individual states or one individual state should have a foreign policy. Now, wait a minute. Every state is foreign to the other state. Are they not? At least that was the original intent. We had the federal agency, FedGov, Washington, D.C., that's a foreign country to all of the states, is it not? We're always doing business with foreign states. That's why we have the Interstate Commerce Clause. That 50 individual states or one individual state should have a foreign policy is absurdity too gross to be entertained. This is Judge John T. Noonan. Foreign policy is not and cannot be determined by the several states. But of course, then we also have the clause that says that no state can enter into a treaty. And yet we still have ICLEI coming into our towns. Why is that? There's a lot more going on in this lawsuit here than meets the eye. The case is U.S. versus State of Arizona. You can find the citation in complete in toto on the Bloomberg website this morning. Here's another one, brief note. GDF Suez to add 100 megawatts of Polish wind power a year, an executive says. GDF Suez SA plans to add 100 megawatts of wind power in Poland annually in the coming years. We don't know how many years that's going to be, but that's what Grzegorz Zgorski, the head of the French company's Polish unit, told Bloomberg News. The company currently operates 20 megawatts of wind farms in the country and is building another 80 megawatts. Unfortunately, all the people came out of the ghettos and they were complaining because the only time they ever turn on the fans is when the wind is blowing. They're really pissed. They'd like to have those fans turned on when the wind's not blowing. We're going to spend all this money on big fans. We ought to at least have them point towards the village. But they don't point towards the village. And they don't seem to point towards the orchards either. So I guess all these big fans just aren't working too well. But at least Suez is going to add some more. Anyway, there is that. Talk about absurdity. Sustainable development on steroids going berserk here. China's Hangzhou suspends electric taxi operations after a fire, the news says. Bloomberg News, April 11th, new news yesterday. China's eastern city of Hangzhou suspended operation of electric taxis today after a taxi spontaneously caught fire yesterday. Local newspaper, the Qianjian Evening News, reported the taxi company and vehicle producer are investigating the accident, which caused no taxis or caused no casualties. The tourist city started to use some electricity vehicles as taxis about 3 months ago, and they're burning today. Anyway, electric cars. European Union says CO2 reduction target isn't at risk from the Japanese accident. Wow, that's brilliant. CO2 reduction target not at risk from the Japan accident. European Union Energy Commissioner Gunther Oettinger said that the region's target to cut carbon emissions by 20% in 2020 wasn't at risk from the nuclear accident in Japan. Oettinger, speaking at a conference in Brussels today, said that the stress tests on nuclear plants are more important than before after Japan increased the severity ratings on its atomic crisis to the highest level. Wow, that's not going to impact CO2 reduction. They'll stay right on target. Canadian money is flooding the United States on the widest S&P 500 discount since 2002, one would assume. Matt Walcroft writing this for Bloomberg. Canadian investors are buying U.S. stocks at the fastest pace in at least 6 years after valuations for the benchmark Toronto Stock Exchange rose to the highest level compared with American equities since 2002. Well, of course, now that the Canadian dollar is changing against the U.S. dollar at $1.04, there should be some cross-border investment there, but it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Money managers in Canada overseeing a combined $227 billion bought $288.7 million more of U.S. shares than they sold. I guess if you did the math, $227 billion, $288.7 million, and look at the change in the foreign exchange rates, it might be a straight across push. Well, it's going to take somebody smarter than me to figure that one out. Japan sees a greater hit to its economy as its nuclear crisis deepens. And this is by Ike Ito and Kyoko Yujikane. Yeah. Japan's economic and fiscal policy minister, Karuyu Yoshina. There's something about this international news basket that's really difficult to flow off the tongue, I can tell you that. Said the March 11th earthquake may result in a larger hit to the economy than previously seen. They didn't see this one coming. It was unexpected, and it's got them now. Got them by the dragon. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Micro Plant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so as financial upheavals just kind of continue to go up and down, this article continues. It says the damage to the economy may be bigger than we initially expected. Unexpectedly, Yosano told reporters today in Tokyo, quote, in addition to disruptions in the supply chain, we have the added seriousness of the situation with the nuclear power plant, he said, referring to the Daiichi crisis that officials today said has a severity rating matching Chernobyl in 1986. Prime Minister Naoto Kan may need to turn additional debt sales or tax increases in the coming months, given opposition at the central banks to fund deficit spending. A record of the Bank of Japan's meeting last month showed today that officials refrained from any discussion of specific additional monetary stimulus they would be prepared to endorse. Then they passed out the Harry Caray knives and adjourned the meeting. Well, there's more happening here. Let's go over to this one. This article comes to us off the unionleader.com. At Bretton Woods, a call for financial discipline. That's right, Sarah Young Knox, hyphenated young lady here, writing for the Union Leader as a correspondent. By the time Paul Volcker, former Federal Reserve Chairman, and George Soros, the chair of Soros Fund of Management and founder of the Open Society Institute, sat down in the front of the audience Sunday night at the Institute for New Economic Thinking's second annual international conference, most of those sitting around the Mount Washington Hotel's dining room tables had already put in a long day. Now, go back over to the Davos meeting and all of the various videos there. There was an excellent outdoor discussion interview with George Soros by a loyal, trusted interviewer when he was talking about this new Institute for New Economic Thinking. Okay, type that into your browsers. Institute for New Economic Thinking. Capitalize, everybody. Institute for New Economic Thinking, Soros. And it should pop right up for you as it did for me. This is a new think tank, okay? Volcker and Soros in a conversation moderated by Gillen Tett of the Financial Times held court until after 11 p.m. Sunday's sessions had started at 7 o'clock a.m. with a panel of three exploring complexity in economic theory. I guess if you've got all the drugs in the world available to you, you could get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and stay up until 11 p.m. as well. In all, 10 sessions took place over the 2.5-day conference. Session topics range from getting back on track, macroeconomic management after a financial crisis, the architecture of Asia, financial structure, and an emerging economic system. Oh, yeah. They're all up there. Checked them this morning. It's there. The conference brought together prominent economists and policy leaders from across the globe, from Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz, Yasheng Huang, who holds the International Program Professorship in Chinese Economy and Business at MIT Sloan School of Management, to Andreas Velasco, former Minister of Finance of Chile. Though security was tight at the Grand Hotel, one of those 9/11 truthers out there probably, particularly on Saturday when the Fed group arrived. No, that's not what they say. Particularly on Saturday when Gordon Brown, I gave away the crown, former British Prime Minister. He sold all the gold, folks, for pennies on the dollar at the bottom of the market. What a clown. This guy's there speaking. He should have been there for a public whipping. Former British Prime Minister spoke at the lunch, and the general public was kept out. Right, you are not included. Not for the peons. The sessions were recorded and can be accessed from the INET's website. That's true. Okay, they're there. I went there. I'm going to go there in a minute. Bretton Woods is a wonderful venue to sit down and remind us of how much the world has changed. Soros remarked in the after-dinner session. The 1944 Bretton Woods Conference brought together representatives from 44 countries who treasonously met for several weeks in the waning days of World War II. That would also be known as the European War. It would also be known as the World War, Part II. Establishing the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. Wow, what a bunch of gangsters. That was the Keynesian economics school started right there. John Maynard Keynes. Adam raised up Keynes. Anyway, and Keynes slew his brother Abel. And everybody that's been Abel has been slewn ever since then. Soros, a billionaire, made his fortune pillaging through international investment, most famously when he bet against the English pound in 1992. I don't imagine he was helped out in that investment by Gordon Brown's spending programs, but anyway, he might have been. Again, and is thought to have made $1 billion. Though not a board member of INET, he donated $50 million to start the foundation in 2009. This is his baby. This is his baby. We found out about that by watching the videos from Davos. Volcker was Federal Reserve Chairman from 1979 to 1987. The man that destroyed us, took us away from being the world's greatest creditor nation and dropped us off as the world's greatest debtor nation in one fell swoop. He's credited with bringing inflation under control by raising federal interest rates. Or was it Rubin that did that to us? Oh, it'll be one of the same gang. Anyway, he's credited for a lot of things. Here's a quote. I really think this monetary system, market system we have, has no discipline in it. Characterized mainly by huge deficits in the United States and the huge accumulation of dollars by China. Who would ever think to sit down and design a system that permitted China to get $3 trillion worth of reserves and for the United States to happily use all that money to run up housing prices? Volcker said Sunday night. While he was standing there with a lion's paw grip, and he was tugging at his ear, no doubt. Who would ever think to sit down and design a system such as that, Volcker said. Right? Well, I guess we could advance some speculation here. Asked if he were happy with the financial reform so far, Soros said, quote, they have not addressed the problems correctly, close quote. He called the decision of then-Secretary of Treasury Hanky Hanky Panky Paulson to let the Lehman Brothers fail, quote, a terrible error of judgment. Quote, the first job of the authorities is to prevent a market collapse, and everything else has to take a second place, Soros said. As to Innet, or Inet, quote, I am as much a visitor as you are, he told Tet, T-E-T-T. He suggested the organization set up task forces to carry out analysis, which it could bring to the next Inet meeting. Quote, I think the easy part is already accomplished, he said. The monopoly of the prevailing paradigm is largely behind us. Well, now comes the hard part, he said. Coming up with new analysis and approaches. In a nod to some of the public perception of the gathering, Tet ended her role as moderator, turning the podium over to Robert Johnson, not the blues man, another guy, INET's executive director, who will tell us, she joked, quote, how he is indeed involved in a global conspiracy to remake the financial system. They laugh at you, and they laugh at you, and they laugh at you. Even publicly. Even on the record. Even in the news. Economists have been very bad wizards in recent years, he said, referencing lines from The Wizard of Oz between Dorothy and the wizard. There's a lot to learn in that story, by the way. A large part of the middle class, he said, has been living through a social death. Quote, and they tend to think of us not as experts, but as executioners. Well, at least he's got the us, them, the they, them paradigm correctly. He cautioned the economists not to be timid, hollow men. They tend to think of us not as experts who say, but as executioners. A large part of the middle class has been living through a social death. The conference was covered by major financial media, Bloomberg. I don't see anything in Bloomberg about it. The Wall Street Journal didn't read it there. Forbes didn't read it there. Financial Times didn't read it there. And others. Many of the sessions are already posted to the INET's website. All right? Well, I can tell you somebody that did cover it, at least in words. That'd be the AmericanFreePress.net, where you can find Pete Papa Heracles' article, and it reads this way: international billionaire George Soros is holding his international conference on April, from April the 8th to April 11th. And then we had an earthquake in Japan. Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, April the 12th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. In the first hour of today's broadcast, went through a big basket of new newsy news like we like to do in the first hour of each broadcast, along with some financial data. We're looking at just closing comments here out of this article from Pete Papa Heracles off the AmericanFreePress.net website, talking about the Soros convenes his Bretton Woods too. Okay, that was up at Mount Washington in New Hampshire over the past weekend while the smoke screens were going on in the debate about the budget, and Japan was experiencing yet another earthquake, and that one a 7.1, if my memory serves me right. Both of them 30 days apart, I guess, from March 11th, the big one, and April the 11th, another one of the aftershocks. This, continuing from the article written by Pete, this Bretton Woods 2 comes along just as the Trilats will be meeting at the same time in Washington, D.C. We didn't hear much about that either, with an apparent goal of creating nothing less than a new global economy. That seems to be the prevailing wave, doesn't it? Soros is spending $50 million in New Hampshire to bring together up to 200 academic, business, and government policy leaders under his Institute for New Economic Thinking. That's the INET. Wouldn't you love to have that kind of money? We could have a conference and get all the freedom-minded people together and bring all of our legal beagles together and get in a room and try and find some harmony in all of these, you know, band-aids for the sucking chest wound body politic solutions that we've been advancing these past years. Maybe we could come together and find and plot out a better strategy, but, you know, Soros is just dumping $50 million here to get all his pals to come together. As AFP, American Free Press, goes to press, the attendees are also to include ex-Fed Chairman Paul Volcker, British Prime Minister, former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, World Bank Executive, blah, 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 same list. Soros chose this site because he expects his proposed reforms to be as radical as those promoted by British economist John Maynard Keynes, the much-praised genius of the original Bretton Woods project. John Maynard Keynes, if you take Keynesian economics and boil it down into its simplest expression, that idea was simply that one could, or a country could, spend their way to prosperity. Try that in your own checking account. See how that works out. How's that working out for all the people with the MasterCards and the Visas? Everybody attempting to spend their way to prosperity. Doesn't really work. I have a much simpler financial plan. I've shared it with you in the past. That does work. Keynesian economics have been portrayed as a cure to the Western world's post-war devastation in that governments were liberated of money creation restrictions imposed by the gold standard. That's right. Let's throw away our honest weights and measures. Forget about that. That's old crap from the Bible, right? We don't need that. Only worked for a couple thousand years. Let's try something new. They brought out John Maynard Keynes, and they brought it out, all right? They got rid of the restrictions imposed by the gold standard, even while global financiers controlled much of the world's gold like they do now. That's just another redistribution of wealth scheme. It was a way that they get all the gold out of the United States and get it over into Britain's hands and into the black nobility of Europe, be the Rothschild banking cartel. Governments under new paradigm after the war were encouraged to promote economic growth and macroeconomic stability by creating more debt-based money for everything that ailed the economy. Debt that has brought most of the world's economies to the brink now of bankruptcy. Now Soros comes along as the new Keynes to save the day by proposing another miracle solution to our problems, couched in lofty doublespeak such as reform, cooperation, and equal participation. Soros is proposing the end of sovereignty as we know it. Quote, reorganizing the world order will need to extend beyond the financial system, close quote, Soros wrote in his opinion piece. Well, there's much more to be found on the American Free Press.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so back to this article here, looking at out of the American Free Press. This is right off the, it's a Papa Heracles article. You can read it on the AmericaFreePress.net website. That's Bretton Woods, thinking about the Bretton Woods conference that they just had. Bretton Woods 2, Mount Washington up in New Hampshire, for all of those just joining us. Of course, our call-in number throughout the broadcast is 866-841-1065. You can join us in our chat room at vocallocal.com. BecomeVocalLocal.com if you'd like to weigh in on the chat room discussions in there. Drop links and other things like that. certainly welcome to do so. Again, the number is 866-841-1065. Back to this article again. I want to go move along quickly from this. I want to go into The World Hoax by Ernest F. Elmhurst with an introduction by William Dudley Pelley. We'll cover that in a moment. But here, this is going to set it up for us. Soros is saying that a washed-up America should be replaced by a world government with a global currency under the UN rule. He also advocates that China should be a top dog while we play second fiddle. What Soros doesn't say is that two decades of outsourcing U.S. industry, opening the borders and bankrupting the economy with pointless wars and other debacles have intentionally orchestrated so that the now international bankers can tell the world the system is broken and that the individuals who broke it need us to somehow show us how to fix it. And he continues, Papa's really doing a good job writing this article, by the way. Georgi Schwartz, also known as George Soros, is a Hungarian Jew who has been described as anti-God, anti-family, and anti-American. By his own admission, he even helped confiscate the homes of fellow Jews in Hungary in 1944 over the weekend. Yesterday, read quite a bit of, and we're still reading lengthy articles, all about the European War. That would be World Wars I and World Wars II. I didn't call it World War I and World War II in text for a while after the conclusion of the World War, but I am reading a 1951 Encyclopedia Americana lengthy article about all of that. And as many of you know, the setup to World War I and World War II, starting with Bismarck and coming forward, was really just putting all the last pieces, taking up all of the land, all of the unclaimed territories on the planet Earth, and bringing it under the black nobility of Europe and Great Britain. Anyway, very interesting story to read about it, but it's all about economics. It was all about Germany's gaining supremacy and challenging Britain's hegemony. All right, it's all about getting involved with Britain. England was getting its shorts in a bunch. Anywho, Georgi Schwartz again, in an interview with Steve Croft of 60 Minutes, that'd be George Soros, he said 1944 was the best year of his life. All right, confiscating the homes of fellow Jews in Hungary, 1944. 1944 was the best years of his life. Asked by Croft if he felt any remorse, he answered, no. No, not at all. I rather enjoyed it. No feelings of guilt, asked Croft. No, answered Soros. Only feelings of power. Will to power. Friedrich Nietzsche. The Superman. Only feelings of power. That brass ring of power. We've talked about it so many times on the broadcast. Soros, in his first billion, blah, 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 currency speculator, he did the same thing to Thailand and Malaysia in 1997, causing the Asian financial crisis of that time. Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad called him a villain and a moron, while Thailand's Prime Minister referred to him as Dracula. He also helped dismantle Yugoslavia and cause major trouble in Japan, Indonesia, Georgia, Ukraine, and Burma by raiding their economies. Soros also fosters cultural degeneracy by supporting abortion rights, atheism, drug legalization, sex education, euthanasia, feminism, gun control, globalization, mass immigration, gay marriage, etc. George Soros funded Bury the Usurpers campaign and often visits the White House. At 81, taking down America appears to be his final challenge. The main obstacle to a stable and just world order is the United States. The time has come for a very serious adjustment, he said. George Soros. Institute for New Economic Thinking, their website, you can find it at INET. It's INET. It's INET, I guess you say it. ineteconomics.org. ineteconomics.org. I-N-E-T economics.org. That's their website. And on the website, you'll see the links to the videos and the presentations at this Bretton Woods II agreement. I've only watched a couple of them. Very interesting. More to read and all of that as well. But I would suggest that you do take a look at it. It's happening in your time. There were probably many people back at the first Bretton Woods that didn't even bother to pay attention to what was happening. And so our parents and grandparents stood by. Their silence is implied as consent. The gold standard went out the window. The silver went out the window. and our country went into communism, basically. Direct, straight, and simple. Now, this, again, The World Hoax by Ernest F. Elmhurst. This is a book that I've had in my library for years and years. Read it quite some time back, probably 10 years ago. But this you could find, I think, well, I don't remember where I got this little book, wonderful book that it is. Anyway, I came, had a place, already bookmarked, here we go. And this is just typical of the writing here. But what communism would mean to the United States, I'm going to read to you from this book. I don't imagine all of you would have a copy of The World Hoax in your library, but they're out there. Ernest F. Elmhurst, E-L-M-H-U-R-S-T, Ernest F. Elmhurst. This was originally published or copyright in 1938, so it's contemporary with Bretton Woods. What communism would mean to the United States, the burning question of the day everywhere is, why are the Jews taking such a disproportionately large part in the fomenting of social unrest? And why do they work so assiduously for the overthrow of all traditional governments so as to replace them with communism? Observing the various communistic achievements, quote-unquote achievements, to which Jewish radicals point with pride, such as the Russian quote-unquote experiment, Gentiles in the United States would do well to investigate the true reason why the Jew is such a passionate votary of communism. The answer lies in the character of Judaism itself. This is again written in 1938. I didn't write these words, he did. Someone said recently that if the Jews in the United States should be put to work in farm collectives, factories, mines, and quarries like the mass of the Gentiles in Soviet Russia today under Stalin, would these Jews call such a procedure communism? Obviously, they would not, but on the contrary, would proclaim to all and sundry that such application of communism, as designed by their own race, he calls it a race, I don't, it's an ideology in my opinion, was the most horrible form of fascism. So we have Jews out there and all the Zionists crying, fascism, fascism, as a way of a smokescreen to hide the communistic nature of what is happening in the world today. Communism, to its Jewish propagators, serves as a form of government which primarily assures to Jews the mastery and the administration of all affairs of the Gentile population, so that non-Jewish citizens automatically and unavoidably become subordinate to the Jew. Interesting, isn't that? We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage.
Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So once again, as we look at this book, again, it's The World Hoax by Ernest F. Elmhurst, published back in 1938. You may be able to obtain this book through the HiddenMysteries.com. HiddenMysteries.com. I went and grabbed another book off the shelf that I'm fairly certain that I got at exactly the same time. Maybe not. But HiddenMysteries.com might be a location for you to find this book. And this is from a section titled, What Communism Would Mean to Us. Now, it's a lengthy read, probably too long for us to get today. But I'm just going to try and go through some of this so that we can get a feeling. But this book is very well documented. It references throughout the entire book. It's not in footnote format. He's actually using quotes, and then he cites his site and just continues to write. But it continues here, and it says, again, in regards to the Jew, has to submit completely to all conditions imposed by him upon him by members of the quote-unquote chosen race who have managed to obtain control of his national government. Now, this was written in 1938. All right? And if you recall our discussions about the Joseph Principle, an interesting thing that you can find for yourself if you just go to the Bible and read the section. You'll see how Joseph rose up alongside the Pharaoh and brought in all manner and sundry of global taxations for all of those people, basically crushed those people by controlling the food supply first, and then the money, then the land, and then themselves as slaves. Very interesting read in the Bible, all right? Find out how Joseph worked as the Grand Vizier to destroy Egypt. The Gentiles of Soviet Russia have long been aware of the character of this despotism. And you might look in your local newspaper, you might be following, look at the list of the people that hold various municipal and government offices around you, those people who serve as your state representatives and your state senators and so on and so forth, your attorneys general, but always look in the background as well. You know, it's like here you've got this photograph on the White House website, and they've got, you know, Barry the Usurper sitting there in a conference, looking all regal and pharaohic. And right over his shoulder, on his left shoulder, used to be sitting Rahm Emanuel. Well, that's the Joseph Principle, all right? So you might try and find all of these Josephs that are in your community. Perhaps they serve as a city clerk. Sitting behind the scenes, perhaps they serve as a principal secretary, someone that is in the administration, never goes away. They've, so to speak, tenured in. They, through patronage, they just sit there endlessly. And they actually are the ones that rule everything. Oh, if you want to know anything, go talk to Myrna, right? She knows it all. She knows everything. Go ask her. And she'll tell you how it's always been. And she'll do everything she can do to ensure that that's the way it always will be. You don't have to have millions and millions to take over a country, though it helps. You just have to look at the 3,066 counties in this country and the 177,000 voting precincts and salt in appropriately a simple majority. And then you too could run this country, as I suggested to you many times. The Gentiles of Soviet Russia have long been aware of the character of this despotism. Lawton, in his book, The Russian Revolution, on page 487, mentions the racial awakening that has taken place even among the least enlightened Russian peasants and collective workers, reporting young Gentile communists as saying as far back as 1926, quote, "Our party is a national party. There is no place in it for the Jew," close quote. Right? Very interesting. But we see that today is great awakening on the internet. You know, people are going, my God, could it be true? How many dual citizens Israelis are working in our government today? Could it be true? It was something that was easily cloaked when we had no access to communicate between ourselves, but those days are now ancient history. At this time, therefore, it becomes more important than ever to hold up before the American worker the conspiracy of communism for what it actually is. Common sense tells us that those who have nothing are unable to give anything. How much more will you be able to give? Paying $5, $6, $7 a gallon for gasoline and $9 for a loaf of bread. How long will it be before you start swallowing diamonds? So that you can buy bread. What a story that is. At this time, therefore, it becomes more important than ever to hold up before the American worker the conspiracy of communism for what it actually is. Common sense tells us that those who have nothing are unable to give anything, as homeless gypsies live by getting something out of people for telling glittering fortunes to fascinated listeners in just the same way the Jewish agitators are picturing the communist paradise that they are going to create for the American workers after these same workers have helped the Jews to overthrow the United States government and our Christian institutions. This is almost prophecy. It is deplorably true that so far only a few of these workers are aware of the conspiracy behind all this propaganda for that workers' utopia, a future Soviet America. And it is for this reason that it is so urgently necessary to spread the understanding of the aims of that ubiquitous and nomadic tribe that is so unceasingly promulgating the theories and practices of communism. Has a gypsy anything to give away, or can he actually and honestly promise anything to anyone living under orderly conditions? No. And again, no. Neither have the Jewish radicals, as most of the communist leaders are, anything to promise, except what may be obtained by wholesale robbery and theft during a terroristic regime of lawlessness such as prevailed in Russia commencing with 1917. Wholesale robbery and theft, bailing out the bankers, terroristic regime. What is terrorism? Terrorism, terrorism. A system of government that rules by fear, intimidation, and dread. Roadside checkpoints. DWI checkpoints, TSA checkpoints, your driver license, please, insurance card checkpoints, 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 having to have a passport to go from Montana to Kansas, Dorothy. As to the character and achievements of the outstanding labor leaders, let us take the example of the late Samuel Gompers. You want to know why we wanted to get rid of the union, government union employees, perhaps in a few sound states? Well, here you go. As to the character and achievements of outstanding labor leaders, let us take the example of the late Samuel Gompers. Most of the strikes instigated by this Jew were lost battles for the American union worker, who had faithfully paid dues. The term Gomperism was on every worker's tongue for a time, meaning the settling of a strike to the satisfaction of either, or rather neither, party. The unions just take all the money, they rake off the top, and they cut deals with the employers, and they tell the employees what they'll have to settle for. It was only to be expected that this Jewish labor leader, who was born in England, passed away in 1924 as a threefold millionaire after having settled strikes for some 30 years as the president of the American Federation of Labor. You know where your dues went, AFL, right? And then they joined up with the CIA. Isn't that fitting? No, excuse me, that was the CIO. So as to sustain the confidence in this alleged representative of the American working class, it became routine with the Jewish newspaper publishers in the United States to emphasize intermittently that Gompers, in his noble task of promoting the welfare of the American industrial workers, was himself working without any salary. and that's how he got to be a triple millionaire, right? The best that can be said of him as a leader is that he successfully elevated himself from a poor tobacco factory worker to a capitalist, continually deceiving the American workers by misinforming them of the true prospects in each strike period. And again, go back to our great muckraker and look at the writings of Gustavus Myers and the history of the great American fortunes, and you can get this entire story out in detail. Quite similar were the grafting opportunities embraced by the Russian Jew socialist Morris Hilquit, Miska Hilkrich, in his self-chosen calling of the solving the social problems of American gentile workers, in a kind they take so much interest in other people. Isn't it? Sociologists. Isidore Auguste Marie François Xavier Comte. Be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so once again, and just quickly back to this article by Papa Heracles here out of the America Free Press. Again, Georgi Swartz, a.k.a. George Soros, Hungarian Jew, has been described as anti-God, anti-family, and anti-American. How well does this writing here in 1938 sum up the same sort of a sentiment? Working for is the same thing. You know, some people just never switch. They never change. They're always the same. Yesterday, today, and forever, right? Well, I'll go back and start with Theodore Herzl. You notice this author here, Mr. Ernest F. Elmhurst, he's using the word Jew throughout. He's not talking about Zionists and Zionism. We're trying to draw a distinction between the two. He's square on the money. He's right on top of things. But here, you can go back and you can follow in your mind this chain of a train of thinking, a chain of names, a chain of names. And I like to remember things on this wise. But you begin with the Dreyfus Affair, Dreyfus, I believe. And then, of course, there's Theodore Herzl, then Chaim Weiss, then Chaim Weissman, then Stephen Weiss. And then Benjamin Disraeli, and on. And now we're starting to, you know, come to the development of the State of Israel. All right? Theodore Herzl, this is right off Wikipedia. You can look him up for yourself. It's H-E-R-Z-L-Z-L. Theodore Herzl. Theodore Herzl was a Hungarian Serbian, just like Georgi Porgy, Bretton Woods too. Okay? Also known as blah, 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 the visionary of the state. He's an Austrian-Hungarian Jewish journalist and the father of modern political Zionism, with a capital Z or Z, in effect, the State of Israel. Of course, you've got to throw in Albert Einstein, Velikovsky, and others. Early life, he was born in Pest, Hungary, to a Jewish family originally from Zemuny, today Zemun, Serbia, which was then part of Austria-Hungary. And I read about that when we were looking at the development of World Wars I and II. A second child of Jeanette and Jakob Herzl, who were German-speaking assimilated Jews, a precocious, moody daydreamer, aspired to follow the footsteps of Ferdinand de Lesseps, the builder of the Suez Canal. Of course, that goes back and harkens to Claude Henri Duverroy Saint-Simon, the father of French socialism, the associate of Auguste Comte. Take it right on back to fighting it for the American Revolution. You know, Claude Henri Duverroy, Saint Simon, and the Saint Simonians. And they got into this claw and fang battle with the Rothschilds, and they lost. And so all of Saint Simon's ideas about canals and railroads and telegraphs and things like that all got shuffled over to the Rothschilds, and then they began the European Credit Mobilier. And then they followed that Credit Mobilier 2.0 as the westward expansion occurred in this country. And again, we can go right back and look at Gustavus Meyer's writings. But again, back to Herzl off the Wikipedia. He did not succeed in the sciences, and he developed a growing enthusiasm for poetry and the humanities. This passion would later develop into a successful career in journalism and a less celebrated pursuit of playwriting. And then it continues. Herzl had minimal interest in Judaism as a child, consistent with his parents' lack adherence to the Jewish traditions. His mother relied more on German humanist Kultur than Jewish ethics. Instead of a bar mitzvah, Herzl's 13th birthday was advertised a confirmation. To be sure, he grew up a thoroughly emancipated, anti-traditional, secular, would-be German boy who dismissed all religion and spoke of Judaism with mocking cynicism. He exhibited a secularist disdain towards religion, which he saw as uncivilized. Even after becoming interested in the Jewish question, Herzl's writings retained traces of Jewish self-contempt. Well, I guess he was a self-hating Jew. But today, the churches all across America, they're pulling out the every stop for Israel and Zionism. Amazing, isn't it? People don't do anything at all to inform themselves. They just blindly follow whatever banner comes down the pike. All the evidence today shows that unionism with Jews as leaders means either the financial emancipation of those Hebrew leaders, or the Jews are taking advantage of unionism and using it as a stepladder by which to climb economic and claim economic and political power for the sole purpose of furthering their own racial schemes for world domination, including the enslavement of the Gentiles by Jewry. Stern words. But written in 1938 and looking backward, as Edward Bellamy's book is titled, we might say that this fellow was quite prophetic, supporting our assertion that the Jews are primarily interested in their own racial advancement. He keeps stuck on stupid with that race thing. Advancement and their personal elevation to prominence. The Jew-owned Daily Mirror, New York, December 24, 1938, while telling about the disbandment of the Communist Party in Czechoslovakia, seemed only concerned with the detail, quote, "Communist members of the parliament will lose their posts," close quote. Indeed, for jewelry all over the world, or world jewelry as it's properly stated, nothing ever else mattered but its own holding of powerful political jobs over the Gentiles, and never the real accomplishment of the communistic doctrines. So you look at something that was set up for the Jews by Joseph Stalin himself in the Elk. Joseph Stalin, Berobidzhan, the Jewish Autonomous Oblast over on the, near the Sakhalin Peninsula, on the Amur River Valley, on the northern border of China. You can find it on the map, Amur River Valley, the capital is Berobidzhan. They set up this Jewish homeland over there. But when the Jews came, you know, they were going to get started with their collectivism and communism, but they discovered that they didn't like to work. Couldn't find a plumber in their midst. There were no carpenters. But anyway, they didn't like that idea of tilling the soil too much, and so that communistic idea didn't go very far. And then they went around and created the nation of Israel, all right, starting it off there as a bunch of kibbutzes and, you know, anyway. They came in and they, you know, watered the ground in the Rose of Sharon, and you know the story. We spend billions and billions and billions underwriting that communist failed state as well. But you could call it socialism if you want, or just Zionism, because it's basically all the same. For the average American communist, it is no longer a question of striking for higher wages and better working conditions. It is the overthrow of the U.S. government by force. And if financial force isn't enough, military force and military might, or vaccines, or dietary laws, anything. These people know the book as well as anyone. They wrote the book, and they promulgated it for thousands of years. And they use it against you like a knife. But anyway, the idea is the overthrow of the U.S. government by force. We could go back and visit a little bit on the history, the hidden history of America. What is it? Manly P. Hall. The Secret Destiny of America. Maybe I'll read that from that tomorrow. We'll see how time goes. But anyway, the unsuspicious American worker who never before heard anything definite about communism and certainly nothing about the Jewish wire pullers who invented the whole scheme. Just unsuspecting. Unsuspecting. The socialists and communist agitators are working together intimately for the control of the American worker has been an open secret to those who have studied the backstage activities of both factions. The socialist Jew, Van der Velde Epstein of Belgium, who certainly should be in a position to know their interrelation, openly states, quote, "The idea of us all, our ultimate aim is communism." Communism. William Morris, also noted as a socialist, gives the following explanation. Between complete socialism and communism, there is no difference whatever in my mind. Communism is, in fact, the completion of socialism. The Paul Revere's The Rape of the Republic, page 5. Thus, the official name of the Bolshevik Russia today is the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, not a Union of Bolshevik or Communist Soviet Republics. They're right out in front with you. But people want to, you know, strain at gnats and swallow camels and call, you know, communism anything other than socialism. It's all socialism. Socialism. Two M's and an E, to use the English positivist phrase. The main requisite is that the Jews, in their effort to control as large a number of Gentile workers as possible, stay at the head of the labor movements. They're not down in the trenches. They're not in the kibbutz working. You know, no. Not for long, anyway. They might do it initially, but then they'll hire someone to get that work done. After all, they have more important work to do. They have to run the state, right? Anyway, they make sure that those workers at all times carry out the planned groundwork for the establishment of a future Jewish state. And again, this was written 10 years before the formalization of Israel. Jumping ahead again. Let's see what we can find. See if I can find a much more target-rich zone. Let's start here. Okay. Even to a greater extent than at present, Jews of foreign birth, financed by American and European international bankers, would invade the country. The first step would be to seek to bribe the executives of the Army and Navy. Wow. And then to confiscate all the industries and the private property of the American Aryans. Wow. Yeah. 500,000 people foreclosed from their homes, endless wars for Israel, and now you have now occupation in Libya and staging for Iran. In this connection, it will be remembered that the intimate details pertaining to all businesses and industries in this country were obtained by a code of authorities established under the National Industrial Recovery Act in 1933. Well, we'll be back.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And so as we think to, become activated in our local political party systems, the established two-party political systems that needs to go bye-bye in a New York minute, really needed to go by about 100 years ago, but it's still here today. And they still need to go away. But as you consider or contemplate getting involved, taking office locally, and starting to work in this, if you go into the political framework or even into business, corporate, finance, wherever you go, and you're ignorant to this information, folks, it's like sitting naked in a foxhole in the middle of a raging battle. You don't know what's going on, all right? That's all I got to tell you. This stuff has not been hidden from your view. It's out there for those that are willing to see. All right, if you got ears to hear and eyes to see, a heart to believe, and somebody that's, and has enough integrity to understand that there's more to life than what you know, if I could borrow a phrase from another host and another presenter, would you agree that there's probably more on this, you know, more things to know about the planet Earth than you'll ever learn in your lifetime? Can we agree on that? Can we agree that perhaps half of the things that you know, or that you only, you know less, perhaps less than half of all there is to know? Can we agree on that? And then could it possibly be true that if what I'm sharing with you this morning is part of that one half of everything there is to know that you don't know yet, that it would be fair to surmise that it might be something you want to take under your wing, under advisement? It's impossible to know at all. I certainly don't claim to, but I've certainly spent many years trying to get a better understanding of the world that we live in, and this little book is helpful to that. Again, just back into it again, in this connection, it will be remembered that the intimate details pertaining to all businesses and industries in this country were obtained by the code authorities. Code authorities, all right? There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable, and that's not an accident. All right, the code authorities. We're dealing with code authorities in your town, perhaps? The International Property Maintenance Code? The Uniform Commercial Code? All of the model codes and all of the model acts? Obtained by the code authorities established under the National Industrial Recovery Act back in 1933. About that time, they got the gold, didn't they? And made available for Jews and others in position to profit by them. The seizure of all the jewels and precious metals would follow. Again, you just go back and look at Joseph and read the story. You know, Joseph in Egypt, the Pharaoh. The seizure of all the jewels and precious metals on the way out of town. They got all the jewels, remember? Out of the Bible. Those who offered opposition in any way would be murdered by hordes of bandits, bribed by the Jewish bankers, and camouflaged with army uniforms. We're talking about troops on the streets of America today. Bandits. They swim across the Rio Grande and they come up here and they sign up. They enlist in our military. And if the illegal aliens will just serve but a couple of years in our military, then we'll give them the GI Bill. And then we'll let them be police officers and they'll come prey upon your house, all right? Outrageous power. Any person objecting to the assumption of such outrageous power by these criminal Jews would immediately be imprisoned without hearings. You ever heard of renditions? Oh my, read the Patriot Act. In line with the new liberty, quote unquote, new liberty, and the new standard of social order, the new social order. It's a new social order. It's a new financial order. It's a new legal order. It's just the new world order. The nationalization of women would become the sensational new thrill. That's right. This was written in 1938. The girls weren't swinging their purses and marching for feminism and equal rights until much later. Rights, rights. Pretty soon you're going to know what it's like to have no rights at all. Christian Americans might become personal witnesses to violations of their women folk, which would be given, quote-unquote, legal sanctions throughout the United States of America, close quote, the United Soviet States of America, he writes here, for the satisfaction of Jews and their Negro dupes to whom Jewish communists have long made promises of this kind. Oh, yeah. It's all in there. It's all in there. You might visit with David Duke's website. I think it's davidduke.com. Got a bunch of videos up there. Might help you out on some of this. In girls' boarding schools, one would find self-appointed Jewish male teachers sleeping in the dormitories where the honor of one's sister would be no safer than that of an outcast on the streets. Have you heard about all this abuse in foster care? All of the abuse in the churches? You think it's an accident? You think it's just superstitious? Some kind of a conspiracy theory? Do you? The American clergy would be starved to death. The Jewish, and for that I don't think anyone is lacking for bread, but I think they're lacking in faith and they're lacking in word. The Jewish commissars responsible for the adoption of the new quote-unquote Talmudic laws. Oh, really? The Noahide laws. Communitarianism would brand the entire Christian clergy as madmen, as reactionaries who must be eliminated or just simply co-opted and they can work for FEMA. Right. 501c3 churches. Don't you dare say anything against our Talmudic system of law. Since these same commissars would administer the distribution of all food cards. You ever stand in line lately at the grocery? Watch all the people standing in front of you with the swipe cards? Filling themselves up on aspartame-laden soft drinks and boxes of puffy O's and sticky tacks and bacon bits and all the rest of the stuff you see stuffed in there. These morbidly obese people standing there using the free food cards. And no food would be available except as allotted on the food cards to the workers. You hear about the article the other day shared where young people are no longer going to be able to bring a sack lunch to school. Because the schools think that they have a better say as to what the little people put in their mouth than the parents might. So the children have to go in and eat that unidentifiable industrial paste they call food, chock full of all kinds of unknowable chemicalizations. Mama can't make a loaf of whole wheat bread and slice it up nice. She can't roast a nice fresh grass-fed beef. Slice it up real nice with some homemade mayonnaise and send Johnny off to school with a peach right out of their orchard, maybe a sack full of strawberries or blueberries off the home bush. Can't do that anymore. Can't put a little bit of dark chocolate in there. Nope. Can't do any of that anymore. Now you have to buy food from the trough, and you'll be forced to do so. Anyway, back to this discussion. No food would be available except as allotted on food cards to workers, quote-unquote workers, or for sale at exorbitant prices in luxury stores for the comrades, the Christian clergy. Being refused food cards would be worst off of all. That's right. You wouldn't be one of those fundamentalist Christians, would you? Well, you'll have to be in line B. There would be certain, quote-unquote, luxury stores for those Soviet officials who could afford to buy there. Macy's, maybe. These would be, I could start listing them off. These would be seen making their daily purchases in such stores established for the privileged class. Read about that $285,000 BMW just the other morning. I don't imagine any of y'all are going to be buying a $250,000 car to drive around in, but some people are. You can pick the colors inside, too. There would be certain luxury stores for those Soviet officials who could afford to buy there, being seen making their purchases there daily, in stores established for the privileged class in a supposedly classless society, while the honest, toiling Americans would have to stand in line and wait for the choco rations allowed them by law. And what starvation rations they would be. Out of 100 officials in key positions in the Soviet United States, at least 80% would be Jew. Under Bolshevism, all the Christian office holders would be disposed of, for only Jews and their obedient sycophants would be fit to run the country according to the Jewish pattern. For did not Marx stipulate that Jews would have to free themselves before they could free others? It's amazing. You know, this information just goes under the bridge, out of the radar screen. People who had firsthand access to the watch in the creation of this Soviet Union. And what was the beef with Germany? Anyway, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, the beef was that Germany was starting to shine. Germany was really just kicking England's butt commercially, and they didn't like it. Well, that's all for today. Hope you learned something new. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, Now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.